Dun 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 dun. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome back to
Moms
in the Trenches. Yes. I'm Michaela.
And I'm Yami. We're so happy that you are joining us again on this fine Monday.
Yes.
Mick, how are you?
Okay. So we're going to do the mental health check. I feel like we can go a little bit more in depth with this.
Okay, but let's start out on a positive note. How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving
was it hectic?
Good. Just, you know, it's always stressful. Making sure, like, things are in order, things are cooked. Did you cook anything? So we always do corn on the cob. We always do corn on the cob, which is easy.
Okay, that's your thing? Is that your specialty?
Yeah, we made it 1 year, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, this is so perfect. And we were like, it's literally butter and paprika. But, like, we made it 1 year.
Sometimes the best recipes are just, like, simple ingredients.
Exactly. And maybe it's just the ratio that we used with it. I don't know. But we always do that. We always do dinner rolls. And Dakota is obsessed with Texas Roadhouse cinnamon butter. Or what? Yeah, I think cinnamon butter. And so we always, even though you can buy it, like Sam's has a really good version of cinnamon butter. We always make it. He loves the process of making it. He loves like all of that. So we always do those things.
So
this
Dakota
year
is like in his Nara Smith era, making butter from scratch.
Yeah. we also always do potatoes. Well, no, this year we're doing potato salad. But like I was saying, like 1 year, I want to level up. Like I did mashed potatoes, but that just kind of gets stressful because like I love mashed potatoes. So when they don't come out the way that I want them to, I don't want anybody to eat them. it's pretty
okay.
Because I'm like, I want them to be perfect, but
are a perfectionist though. Like between the both of us, you're definitely I thought I was an overachiever until I met Mick, and now I'm like, wow, I need to step my game up. You are a perfectionist, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah, I get it. I get it from. I feel like my mom, because she's also a perfectionist, but she was also in the military, so like some of that stuff just passed on to me. But yeah, Thanksgiving was good. I love spending it with family. And last year, Zion, the day before Thanksgiving, so Thanksgiving Eve, he had the stomach bug, and then Dakota had it on Thanksgiving, so he didn't even get to go to his dad's house to eat. I had to bring him food back. So, yeah.
So last year was a rough year for you guys. Yeah, but yeah. So you guys hit up multiple different family members?
No, so we always go to his dad's house. It has been this way really since I've known him. Dakota and I've known each other, been together 2012. And even in high school, I would still go to his dad's house, like spend like the morning and stuff with my family and then go to his dad's house. And now since our families know each other, my mom, she stops by at some point, and my brother and sister will stop by if they are with her. But yeah, we just kind of co-mingle now, like one big old family.
Oh, that's what's up. I love that.
Yeah, I love it. I love that we can all get along, because like obviously, you know, my mom's my favorite person. Yeah. So I want her to be able to be a part of it. And then Dakota's my other favorite person, and, you know, we've built our family and all that, and his family's just so huge, so the fact that we can all get along and sit down, it's great. I love it.
Oh, you guys are rich in more ways than you realize, so I love that for you guys. I hosted last year. I hosted last year, and that was awesome. This year, we decided to just keep it low key. So it was just me and the kids and the husband, and Yuki, because, you know, she's here too.
Yuki always counts. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we didn't want to do like a big production. We didn't want to go all out. We just kind of wanted to chill. Alex and I both of us work full times. Alex works overtime a lot, so we don't really get to spend a lot of time just being off the same day together, yeah. And just doing nothing. So it was nice. I say this all the time, but I feel like I never get to spend quality time in my house. Like, I'll get off work and I'll come home, but I never get to actually enjoy my house as much as I would want. So it's nice to any day that, you know, there's nothing going on. I like to just be lazy at home. So,
it's so awesome. Crazy because I used to be that way. But since 2020 and working from home, I'm looking for excuses to get out of the house now.
Yeah.
Because I'm always in the house working. And I try to separate, like, because I know I've read before where, like, if you condition yourself. So, like, if I worked in the bed and I have my laptop in the bed, eventually I'm going to get stressed out every time I get in bed because I'm thinking I'm working. So
that makes sense.
I try to set up my own space to, like, have work just in this spot, and then I can separate it in the house, but it's still very difficult.
I get that. When I worked from home during the pandemic, I liked being home, but I get that, you know, when you're working there and you also live there, it you can go a little stir crazy. So it was nice. I'm blessed. I'm thankful. And it's nice to get, you know, things in perspective, you know what I'm saying, with the craziness of the world and our personal lives and whatnot. It's nice. So this is the first episode that we're recording after the election results came out.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that? How are you feeling?
Yeah. So I know we text each other into the night, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I was watching that like it was the Super Bowl, you guys. Like, I've never been more invested.
I could not sleep at all. I remember the next day I was pretty much dead. Like, don't talk to me, nothing. Like, I'm so tired.
Bet.
But there are many, I think I've already gone through all the phases of grief.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finally, I don't even know if I'm really in acceptance. Like, I know that, like, okay, it happened. Kamala lost.
Yeah.
And there's, like, nothing we can really do right now that we know of, obviously. I'm still in a little bit of Delulu where I just have hope. But, I don't know. I was just really sad. And I know you might bring this up too, but it was one of those things where it was like, okay, we're talking about possibly having a third child. And now, you know, that day it was decided, our fate was decided that if we can prevent it, we're not having another kid, because I don't feel comfortable having a kid under a Trump presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who I know voted for him and they don't understand what people mean by that. There's one girl who was just like, I don't get into politics. What do you mean? Because I commented on somebody's post that I wasn't going to have a third kid. And she was like, what do you mean? Like, why would you say that? And I was like, well, I mean, and I know people have different opinions, but for me, the life of the child would mean more than me. And if I can be here for my kids, I want my husband to choose me. I want the doctors to be able to, you know, help me.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm trying to put it into words where people will really understand, but it's like, if something were to happen, and I know you understand, but if something were to happen, I want to be here for the two children I already have. I want to be here for the husband that I already have.
Exactly.
Whereas if, you know, something happened and I died and they were able to save the baby, Dakota, like, no offense to him, but he's going to be lost. My kids are going to be lost.
Yeah.
There's literally going to be a kid that grows up and has never really met their parent. You know what I mean?
Exactly, their mother. Yeah.
So, scary thoughts like that. And then it's also just anxiety, feeling like, wow, a lot of people, and I'm not trying to ostracize people, especially listeners who might have voted for Trump, because I know that, you know, people have their reasons, but just that a lot of people couldn't see past 34 felonies, or, you know, like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that it's like, you couldn't see past this. You couldn't see past just yourself and your inner circle to think, maybe what I'm voting for, I might not agree with abortion. However, I do agree with, like, if something were to happen, I want to have a choice. You know, like, yeah, they couldn't see past those things. So it's just a lot. There was a lot of hurt on my part on that. And then thinking about, like, you know, AJ and IEPs. I remember texting you about that, and how, mm-hmm, or Zion, like, how he's gifted, and how, you know, I've already stressed myself trying to find a school that would be good for him. And then thinking, okay, what's going to happen if he does dismantle the Department of Education? What happens, you know, for my kids, for my friends' kids, my family? Like, you know, I have a nephew who is most likely going to need an IEP unless he's homeschooled, but he might, like, those resources we need, you know what I mean? So just a lot of hurt, a lot of feelings, and a lot of DeLulu.
A lot of DeLulu. Yeah. I agree. I've gotten to a point now, because, you know, 2 months have passed at the, or a month and some change have passed at this point. I've accepted it. Obviously, I'm not gonna sit here and protest and you know, act a fool or whatnot. Like you, I respect other people's opinions. I think there was a lot riding on this particular election.
Yeah.
So I felt disappointed. My heart was very heavy. I prayed a lot. I was in constant communication with the Lord, because it was something that did, it was very disappointing, and it was something that really hurt me. It was something that also, it felt personal, not just because I'm a mom, not just because I'm a woman, not just because I'm Puerto Rican. It felt personal in a way that's difficult to describe. Mm-hmm. And it's been a lot. That those first few days after the election were very hard, emotionally. The silver lining to me is always, at the end of the day, you know, I feel confident in how I voted. I feel confident that I'll be able to tell my children, when they read about this in the history books, that, you know, this is how I voted. Because
it's inevitable. This is, yeah, going to be in history books.
This is how I voted, and these are the factors that, you know, led me to that decision. Yeah, I was disappointed, like half of us were, but yeah. My kids give me a lot of hope. I have a lot of hope for the generation of kids that our kids are in. I feel, yeah, like they're going to, sure, be way more empathetic than previous generations. I think they're going to be more in tune with other people's feelings, other people's struggles. I think they'll be able, because we're in an era that information is so readily available, I'm hopeful that our kids will be more open-minded, more accepting, mm-hmm, and just overall kind. So I'm hopeful with how you and me and a lot of our friends and close relatives are raising the future generation of children, of
yeah,
voting people, of Christ followers. That gives me a lot of hope and a sense of comfort in a way, because at the end of the day, God still sits on the throne. Not to get too preachy, yeah. But he always has, he always will. And we've seen this play out, you know, it's a different situation, but we've lived through this man being president. So we'll do it again. And I'm not wishing anybody any harm. I'm not wishing him any harm. It's just, it gets tiring to try to explain to people that they should care about other people.
Right. And I was going to say, to your point about our kids' generation, they are COVID babies. And one thing, talking with people, like when I put Zion in soccer and I'm talking to the other parents, they're like, oh, you know, and I never would guess it. Obviously, I'm not guessing what your child goes through or anything, but like, they're like, oh no, my child has, like, they're socially awkward, or you know, my child is in speech therapy. And I'm like, oh, I never would have guessed, you know, anything like that. But they are experiencing something to where they're automatically going to be understanding about somebody else. I went through this, so I get what you mean. You know, like, they automatically have empathy for other people, or at least that's just how it seems with them being COVID babies and, you know, everything. And then also, to your point, you can't force people, make people care. That has been ringing true. Especially since seeing the election results and just how people reacted to it. There are some people that I've deleted on Facebook because I'm like, wow.
Yep.
I never would have guessed this coming from you. And there are some people that I'm like, after he was elected, they've posted something and I'm like, you were the opposite before you got in this relationship. So you're letting this man influence you, you know what I mean? So it's just, it's really shocking. But like you said too, I am happy with the way that I voted. I'm happy that the people I surrounded myself with voted the way that they did, at least the way that they told me and I believe. And that brings me solace that no matter what in this life, I've surrounded myself with people who do care.
Yeah.
I've surrounded myself with people who, with guys, men, hetero men, cis men, who are like, yes, I'm voting for a female. I'm voting for this woman because I have hope.
Yeah.
And that makes me happy. And then I also just feel like, you know, even coming off of Thanksgiving and stuff, feeling like, okay, I still won. I have my family, I have my friends, I have a house, I have a great job, you know, like, I still
there's a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah, so there's a lot to be thankful for. And yeah, Maya Angelou said, when people show you who they are the first time, believe them. So
exactly. And not to say that if you voted for Trump, you're automatically like a bad person.
Exactly.
I think it's dangerous and a little immature to put people in a certain category because of how they voted. I just think we care about different things, obviously. I mean, that's the whole point of being on opposing sides. And I'm not saying that what I care about is more important. To me, it was it stopped being political for me with this particular person a very long time ago. I don't respect him as a human being, right? So I think his moral compass and mine don't align. It stopped being political for me a long time ago. But I did my part, and if you voted for him, then I'm past the point of being mad or wanting to pick right. an argument or anything like that. I wish everything goes well, because at the end of the day, I still live here. My family's here. But like you said, I have a lot of things to be thankful for, and I make no apologies.
Yeah.
It was just a heavy time. I think this was the first time that I was invested in the same. Outcome.
Yeah.
I never really even voted until I became a parent. That's when mm-hmm. I started to be more aware of policies and, you know, political views and adversaries and all these different things. I never really, not that I didn't have a reason to care, but being a parent, having that responsibility of, you know, wanting to leave the world better than it was when my children came into it, that hits different. So I didn't really vote
for
any political candidate until AJ was born. And all the times that I have voted, I've said no to the same man 3 times.
Period.
I didn't vote for Obama the first time around. I was still in high school, so I didn't vote for him because I was a minor. The second time I wasn't registered, and I, you know, again, I was young. I was just like, whatever, like, he's gonna win, it's gonna be awesome. Like, so I didn't really, all the elections that I've voted for, I've said no to the same person.
Same. Yeah. I think the, what I
do with that what you must
want. I think what I want people to really understand is, like, I'm actively working on trying not to speak in a way that's us versus them, MAGA versus, you know,
yeah, absolutely,
other independent, yeah, you know, I'm trying to refrain from that, because at the end of the day,
it's not you versus us, it's us versus whatever the problems are.
Yeah, and that applies to,
well, I would never wish him bad, because I still live here. I still have to deal with whatever decisions are made by the people in, you know, political power. So I'm never going to wish that it goes horrible or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So it's I'm trying to refrain from that. And I'm trying to honestly lose the anxiety, because I'm going to be honest. I have this anxiety of, like, when I enter a room, I think how many people voted for him and are smiling in my face, because it kind of just feels personal. It feels like
it did feel personal. Yeah.
And I can't really explain why it felt so personal, but, like, that's just the feeling. Like, I will not forget that we went to the store. This was the other week. Us, the four of us, we went to the store, parked next to this woman who had just Trump stickers all over her car. And, you know, I automatically judge. I'm not trying to, but I automatically judge, and I feel uncomfortable. I feel this anxiety. Go in the store, and that same woman is smiling, like, oh, your kids are so beautiful and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, like, I'm panicking inside, because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I think the big thing is I have a problem with fake people. And when people are fake in my face, and I feel like it's fake, I almost feel like it's fakeness sometimes from some people who, you know, have all this stuff, and then they're so sweet in my face, because it kind of feels like, I really just cannot explain it, but it's this anxiety and this panic that I'm trying to work through and get over, because
I mean, it's valid, like, and
it's us versus them.
Yeah, it's valid, and it's, you know, you should honor that for sure. And whatever you're feeling, if you're listening, you know, whatever spectrum you fall on, your feelings are valid. If you're feeling sad, if you're feeling disappointed, if you're feeling confused, if you voted for Trump but you don't feel you know, elated or you're like conflicted or what, like there's grace for that and you should hold space for mm-hmm. that. So I do share with you a lot of the same political opinions and political values and just morals, which is awesome. Especially where we live.
I know. In the South. The last thing that I do want to say is, there's a couple things. One thing that I saw was, and I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad, I feel comfortable that I voted the way that I voted, because what I noticed with people who voted the opposite is they feel like they have to justify why they voted the opposite. And
yeah,
I think that's real. I think that's, you know, kind of telling, like, well, I only voted for him because of the economy. And it's like, I want people to, like, sit back and think. I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad, but I really want people to sit back and think, like, why do I feel like I need to justify this? I feel like there's not enough of introspection. Like, why do I feel like I automatically have to say, oh, well, I only did it because of this? I'm going to dismiss all the other stuff, but I only did it because of this. And then I also want to say that what's crazy is, as a Black female, I never looked at Kamala like Obama. It was big. It was like, he's the first Black president, whatever. Yeah. And I still love me some Obama.
That part.
But, and like, I never got to vote for him. But with Kamala, it never felt like, oh, she's breaking like the glass ceiling. This will be the first female president. It never felt like any of this. It just felt like hope. Yeah. And I think that's what I grasped onto the most.
I think that's what hurt the most. Hope. It wasn't like we were idolizing this person or anything like that. It was just that feeling of looking forward to positive changes.
Yeah, just feeling like the air is lighter. There is somebody who has experience in all three branches of government.
That part.
There is someone who is going to look out for women, going to look out for, you know, people in all walks of life as best as she could, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying she's perfect or anything. I'm just saying that she gave me hope, and that's what I was really going for.
Yeah, I agree with you, Stink. We're in the same boat. It's been rough, but we're gonna make it, and we're very blessed regardless. Like you said, we have good lives. We have an awesome support system around us. We have jobs and food on the table, and we really, in the grand scheme of things, you know, we're good. And it's important to keep that perspective, that gratefulness, in our hearts, that really we don't have much to complain about. You know, I think my heart hurt more for people that have less than me.
Yes.
Not just financially resources speaking, just people that have less education, people that have less support system, people that have less, mm-hmm. you know, opportunity.
Or as a mother, people who, all of those things, who have less of those things, but people who are forced to have kids when they don't want kids.
Yeah.
That's, or not to say, like, mainly just against their will, or,
yeah,
you know, it's just, there are just so many things that I could go on and on about this. So many things that bother me, but yeah, I completely agree.
We're good, child. We're good. Really, our complaints, like, are so small, like I said, in the grand scheme of things. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
In 2016, when Trump first, when he won that election, all on campus, I was still in college, and all on campus, it was just playing, "We gonna be all right." That's like, "We gonna be all right." That was the anthem. So after November 5th, I was on TikTok and somebody had that song playing, and it took me back 8 years. It took me back. And I remember just being on campus. And I also remember in 2018 or 2016, I was in an Africana Studies class, and some of my classes canceled. But Africana Studies, she still held it. And she was like, "Forget the curriculum. We're all going to sit here." And it was a diverse class, like mainly Black people, but there were, you know, some white people in there.
Yeah.
And we all talked about how we were feeling. And we all, there were so many of us shedding tears. I couldn't hold back. And yeah, we going to be all right, though. There are still, despite some of the cabinet picks and stuff,
child,
there are still people who there are still people there who have the best interest for the American people. And I'm not saying that Trump doesn't. I'm just saying the stuff that he says so far, I personally don't believe,
period,
is the best. So, but I do believe that there are people out there who are still looking out for the greater good of this country. And
on both sides,
all I can do is hope and pray for the best.
On both sides, there's still people that have ethics and integrity and honor, and that gives me hope.
Even though she stood for the hope, there's still hope that, you know, there are people that care as deeply as, you know, we do about all of this.
Yes. And if you don't care, child, I'm jealous.
What
if you're not political in any way, I love that for you, really. I wish that was my reality, but I got too much going on. Like you said, my kid has IEPs. I'm a woman. I am Afro-Latina. I am a mom. I am so many. I work in subsidized housing. It's, we see it differently. But if you're not political at all, child, I love that for you. I really do, because we're not having a good time.
The people who pay attention to it and are political,
us that are paying attention, we are not having a good time. I was gonna say that I'm not even like super political.
I couldn't tell you anything like major. I know the basics about government. I passed government class. I know the basics about government, but everything else, like, I hated that I even had to take poli sci in college, because I was like, I don't care. I don't want to know all of this
stuff.
That's
the thing. I want to not care. I want to get to that point where I'm like, meh. And I have people in my life, like my mom, for example. Like, my mom's never voted for anything ever. She's never voted for governor. Not even when she lived in Puerto Rico, she cared. She was just like, whatever, all these people do the same thing. None of us care about the little guy. Like, none of them care about the little guy. So, my mom is just kind of like, you know, she's one of those people that's just like, whatever happens, happens. I still got to go to work tomorrow. And I love that for her. And I wish that could be my reality. But, I know too much. Not saying that. My mom's not.
I took a personality test and it said that I care too much about stuff. And I was like, no, I don't. But then I remember there was a situation at work last year. And literally, it was like a year ago. It was November of last year. And I took like some complaints to the big boss and it just backfired. But like the people, my cohorts, the people that were on the same level as me, they brought their complaints, and I was just the martyr. I was the one who brought it up. And I literally was like, And then they sent an email to him and they were like, you know, no, like, she's right. These are things that we were feeling. And I just fought because I was like, this is not right. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to get y'all to see that this isn't right. So I want to not care. I want to be like, you know what? It is what it is. Like, but we just getting paid. We're making TV. We're doing, you know, whatever. But also, I care too much. I want where we are to be comfortable. And if I got to fight for it, I'm going to fight for it.
I've, child, if I had a nickel for every time somebody has told me I care too much. Maybe you all don't care enough. Maybe, have y'all thought about that? Maybe y'all don't care enough. Shoot.
Maybe if you just cared half as much as I do,
Yami, you're sensitive.
Things would be better.
Yami, you're sensitive. It's like, no, I'm not. You should be sensitive. But
that's literally one of the things that I read. It was just that I care too much. I want justice. How are we gonna end this? Do we want to talk about something?
I don't know. Positive? How deep are we in this? Have we been here like 30 minutes?
I feel like it's 30 minutes. We can definitely start wrapping it up.
Bet. Anyways, child, what else you got going on? Have you started Christmas shopping?
Yes. So, and I can't wait for us to talk about our Christmas episode, but
Christmas episode coming soon.
I'm almost done. So the hardest person to shop for is Dakota.
Right? Why are husbands like that?
Well, it's because Dakota's always like, oh, I could always use a new pair of shoes, or I want some new AirPods. And I'm like, I don't want to get you shoes for your birthday and for Christmas every time. Like,
that, say it louder for the people in the back, because I got Alex like three pairs of shoes this year. I got him some Hokas for his birthday, and then I got him some Hokas for Father's Day. Like, sir, you don't need that many shoes.
Yeah, Dakota. Well, I mean, Dakota does go through his shoes pretty bad as far as like work shoes, because he likes Hey Dudes. But he wears them so much. So I'm like, okay. And then I personally like to gift experiences. So I remember Christmas 2018, instead of getting him something physical, I booked an Airbnb. And that's when we went to New Orleans in 2019. So I booked it for spring break. And then, because he was still in college at that point. Is that where you conceived? Huh?
Is that where you conceived in New Orleans?
It's not. So, no. So, I was scared. Honestly, I was scared about it. Because then I had to go back. And when we got back, I got my wisdom teeth taken out. And they were like, are you pregnant? And I was like, no. But then a month later, I conceived. So, it wasn't in New Orleans. But
that would have been a funny story.
I know. But anyways, 2018, that's what I gifted him. And then, Father's Day last year, instead of getting him something, I bought him Topgolf tickets. Or not tickets. I booked a Topgolf, bay. Yeah. And then I text his friends and his brothers. And I was like, hey, he can have five more people. If you can make it, that'd be great. And so he was definitely surprised by that. If I had the money, I would get him Lakers tickets because they're playing in Charlotte in January.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
I don't have that money, though.
You don't? Yeah. It'd be like that.
Yeah, it'd be like that. But the kids, honestly, like, they're good. It's harder to shop for Zion because it's weird. Like, he's such a quote-unquote boy, like what you think about a little boy. Like, he loves cars, he loves sports, those things. And I'm like, there are only so many RC cars I can get you,
bro.
They're like, how many Hot Wheels do you really need?
And he has so many already.
Like, and he already has so many,
and he has so many tracks, and that's crazy.
Exactly. So I'm like, I don't know. But he loves Magnetiles. So Magnetiles was on sale at Target at one point. So I did get him some Magnetiles. And then
Santa's bringing Magnetiles over here too, child. Because Yeah. The way they go through, I swear they grow legs and walk away, because I had initially, we had like 60 pieces and now there's like 15. I don't know where the other ones
are. How do you lose magnetized?
I don't know. But and then they fight for them because there's not enough and they want to build stuff and keep building. Yeah, magnetiles are a big hit over here. So we're getting
don't understand is why magnetiles cost as much as they do.
Right. Well, I think Walmart has them on sale.
Okay. Well, I mean, even on sale, I was like, this is still a lot for some tiles with
magnetic tiles. Yes.
But I don't want to get too in depth about
it. If you're a parent and you don't know what magnetiles are, I don't know what to tell you, because where have you been?
Yeah, you definitely that. You know what? We should rank our gifts at some point. We should
do that on the Christmas episode. We'll like rank our gifts. So
yeah, well, like where we're like, hey, these, if you don't have magnetiles, they're definitely a 10 out of 10.
Listen, yes. Like hours and hours and hours of entertainment right there.
Literally. And the ones that I got Zion, it's like a road, because he sometimes likes to drive his Hot Wheels on it. So I'm like, okay. And it's like a road. So
yeah, there's some that are like,
and he has a little magnetile car. So
yeah, the magnetile cars. And I think there's also magnetile like dinosaurs and stuff. I don't have those. Oh, but cool. My kids just like the regular shape.
Oh yeah, magnetile. He's like, look how tall my castle is. And then Carolina just likes knocking him down.
I know. Yeah, that's a win-win for everybody. So we're going to get more magnetiles. I also am thinking about what I'm going to get you, bestie, because like I didn't get you anything last year. I don't think I got you anything last year. Last Christmas? Did I? No.
I don't remember.
I don't think I did. I want to get you something. And I'm like drawing a blank. Like I have no idea. I was going to get you the Akatar series, but then you said you were going to get it for yourself. And I was like, well, shoot.
I'm already on book four. So,
so I was like, I don't know what to get. I don't know what to get Michaela. Like, I have no idea. Like, because I don't want to get you. This is the thing. I don't want to get you a Target gift card or something, because then you're gonna spend it on the kids. If I give you any gift card of any kind, you're gonna spend it on the kids. Like if I give you a gift card to Ulta, you'll probably find something to bring back for Carolina.
Like, will be like, I want this.
So and I want, not that I already got your kids something, I'm just saying like I want you to have something for you.
I know. I'm so bad about it.
And then I thought about the other day. Remember when I asked you like, oh, well, about like the house cleaning. It was because I was thinking about getting you like a certificate for like a house cleaning. But then you said something like, oh, well, I like to clean the house before, I would clean the house before they come and clean, because, you know. And I'm like, well, that defeats the whole purpose if you're going to pre-clean before they get there. Like,
see.
And then you said you were, like, particular about certain things. And I'm like, well, shoot, if I get her this voucher or whatever, like, she's not going to use it to its full potential.
So the safe things are always water bottles. I already told Dakota I want another water bottle.
I feel like you have an influx of water bottles. You have an influx of water bottles.
No, I lost that one when we went to K-Brew. I lost one of them because I forgot it in there.
Oh, shit.
I don't think I ever told you that. It was my second favorite.
Okay. I didn't know you lost the water bottle when we went to get coffee. That's crazy.
Yeah, I forgot it in there. Like, I literally was in the car, I got home, and I was like, where's my water bottle? I was like, it's at K-Brew. It's in the trash.
They probably kept it.
And I had that one for a while, but insulated water bottles are always safe. After that, I don't really, I can't tell you what else. I'm so bad about this.
I thought about, like, hitting up Dakota, and I was like, being like, okay, Dakota, what are you gonna get her so that I, you know, give me ideas. But then, you know how men are like, oh, I don't know. I didn't want him to hit me with that, and I was gonna be pissed, And then, like, what if he told me, oh, I haven't even gotten her anything yet? Then I would have really been mad.
He probably hasn't.
So I was like, let me not, because Dakota probably doesn't know what, like, to tell me anyway.
Yeah, he's probably going to be like, oh, well, I know she likes water bottles. Oh, that's so bad.
Groundbreaking. Okay, I'll figure it out. I mean, I know you like experiences, so maybe I'll gift you an experience of some sort. But yeah, we need to book like a trip with just us two soon.
I know.
Soon, I mean, like, you know, next year. Ciao. This was a fun little episode. It was good checking in.
This was. Thank you guys for listening again. And, you know, I apologies if this was very triggering. This was something that was heavy on our hearts and we wanted to get it out.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Child, we gonna be okay. We gonna be alright.
We've got each other. This is why we started this podcast in the first place, is to develop a village. And if you don't have a village, then we are your village, as Amen. Yami always says. So, yeah, just utilize this. Send in your questions, concerns, thoughts. Yes. If you have prayer requests, we'll take those. So, Amen.
Follow us on Instagram at Moms in the Trenches Pod.
Yes, and I will give you your sticker next time, I promise.
I know. Michaela's been driving around with the sticker promoting the podcast for months, and she keeps forgetting to give me mine.
I know. I have it printed. It's over here.
We see each other often. We just saw each other like two days ago. And she keeps forgetting to bring me the stuff. Like, anyways, it's okay. You can put it in my stocking.
But send in your questions, send in anything, you know, you want to say. And we really appreciate you listening to us again.
Yes. Please come back next time for our holiday episode. It's going to be a fun one, you guys. Thank you so much for the support in advance.
Bye.
Bye.